All right, so we're diving deep today, and we're going into John Walker's Her Name is Buttercup.
Oh, this is a good one.
It really is. And we're not just doing a plot summary here.
Right.
This book, it uses the buttercup flower
Okay.
to kind of explore this woman's inner beauty. And it just got me thinking, like, how does a simple flower like the buttercup, how does that become such a strong symbol, you
Yeah,
know?
it's so interesting, isn't it? The way Walker uses the buttercup. I mean, he
Right.
could have just described her, right? Like her appearance, her, what she looked like. But he uses the flower,
Yeah.
almost like he's saying, look deeper.
Yeah, exactly. And it makes you wonder, like, what qualities is the buttercup even representing?
Well, you think about it, right? The buttercup, it's resilient. You find it all over the place. It comes back year after year, just like the woman in the story. I mean, she faces all these challenges, but she handles them with such grace, such determination.
Yeah.
And the buttercup is also like simple, vibrant. And those qualities, they're reflected in the woman too, her genuine nature, her radiant spirit.
It's funny you say that because I was reading, and there's this one passage where Walker, he describes the woman's soft resilience. And he talks about the timeless elegance of nature's simplest and most resilient flower. And it just struck me, the way he combines soft with resilient, it's like he's saying strength can be gentle too.
Oh, absolutely. And his language is just so powerful. He's not just telling us about her strength, he's showing us,
Right.
how it comes out in her
Yeah.
personality, her actions.
And I kept thinking about all the challenges she faces in the book. Like, even when things are hard, she's dealing with loss, she never loses that inherent kindness. And it's almost like it kind of contradicts that traditional idea of resilience, like something tough, unyielding.
It's like he's redefining what resilience even means,
Yeah.
showing us that it can be gentle, compassionate. It's not just about surviving. It's about like keeping who you are at your core.
That kindness. And
Exactly.
that's what makes the book so relatable, right? I mean, we all go through tough stuff. But to see someone handle it with grace and empathy, it's really inspiring.
Absolutely. It's such an important message, especially today. It's so easy to get caught up in appearances, quick fixes.
Yeah.
But this book, it's like a reminder to slow down,
Yeah.
appreciate the simple things.
Yeah.
Recognize real strength, the strength that comes from integrity, loyalty.
Oh, and speaking of loyalty, I noticed that as another big quality, connected to the buttercup in the story. How do you see Walker weaving that in?
Well, there's that scene, remember, where she stands by her friend, even when it's hard.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
a small moment, but it's so powerful. Just like the buttercup, comes back every year. She's steadfast. She doesn't waver in her loyalty.
Even when it's tested. It's
Exactly.
like he's saying loyalty is more than just words, it's about action.
Being there when it counts.
When it counts. And this idea of loyalty, it connects back to that theme of love,
Yeah.
which runs throughout the whole book, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. The way Walker portrays love, it's this enduring force, like that buttercup coming back every spring.
Yeah.
Her love for her family, her friends, herself even, it's constant, a source of strength.
Resilience.
Exactly, a beautiful reminder that love can help us through anything.
It's funny thinking about all these qualities, resilience, loyalty, love. They're universally admired, right? Like everyone wants those things.
It makes you wonder why they resonate so deeply with us.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because they're what we all strive for, They're the core of strong relationships, a sense of self,
Yeah.
and the ability to face life's challenges with grace.
Makes you think about the people in your own life, right? The ones who really embody those qualities, whose inner beauty it just shines through.
Exactly, like the woman in the book.
And that's what's so powerful about it, right? It's not just a story. It's like a mirror reflecting the beauty we can find in ourselves and in others.
I love that.
So I guess wrapping up, Her Name is Buttercup. It's more than just a character study. It's a celebration of inner beauty,
Those enduring qualities.
resilience, loyalty, love.
And beyond the buttercup itself, the book really makes you think, what is true beauty?
Yeah.
Where do we find it? How do we cultivate it
In
in
ourselves. That's
ourselves?
a great question to ponder.
It is.
And, I really recommend checking out the book,
Yeah.
experiencing Walker's words firsthand. You might be surprised what you discover about yourself and the world around you.
It's a journey worth taking.
Absolutely.